Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 413 for April 2020. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and I want to welcome you to the show. Now, the show is coming out a bit early this month because the show is dedicated to National Autism Awareness Month, which is happening in April. Now, our show today is all about how travel agents can help those families who wish to travel with children or family members afflicted with autism. This is an opportunity for travel agents to bring travel to those who may have avoided travel because of autism. We're going to talk about how you can become certified to do this, and we will talk about other resources to help those with families afflicted with autism, those families who want to travel. Now, before we get into this important topic, I want to let you know that you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And that's Barry at hometravelagent.net. And you can find the show on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. Those are the initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And if you use iTunes to listen to the show or to find the show, or maybe even you don't use iTunes, just stop over to iTunes and leave us a review. That helps us. That helps other people find us on iTunes when you leave a review. It kind of boosts us up in the rankings when you do that. So with all of that said, I think it's time to get on with the show. Welcome, everybody. Today we have Nicole Thibault on the phone. And actually on Skype, and Skype's a pretty popular thing nowadays with everyone being quarantined, but that's another story. And Nicole is here with me, and we're going to talk about some kinds of a kind of special travel that maybe some of you haven't thought about. And in fact, this is Autism Aware Month, and we're going to be talking about serving your clients who might have autistic children, maybe autistic themselves, or maybe you are. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how to serve travel needs for this wonderful group of people. So I want to say welcome to Nicole. How are you doing?
I'm great, Barry. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. And, you know, usually we start off by asking you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
So as you introduced me, I'm Nicole Thibault. I'm, first and foremost, a mom of three awesome boys, two with special needs. My oldest son has autism. My middle son is typically developing. And then my youngest son has, childhood apraxia of speech and sensory processing disorder. So we have some challenges in our family, but, we make the best of it. I also own two autism-related businesses. I own Magical Storybook Travels, which is a travel agency that helps all families book travel, but with a specialty of helping families on the spectrum make travel arrangements. I also own a small film production company called Spectrum Travel Social Story Videos, and our production company goes to different destinations and films videos for children with autism to help them learn about the destination that they're going to go to while on their vacation.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. And, you know, as I mentioned, I think when we started, that my dog Coco sometimes likes to get involved in the podcast, so you may hear him in the background. So for people who may not know, what is autism?
Autism is a developmental disorder that often affects people's communication and behavior. So autism can affect people in so many different ways. It's called a spectrum for a reason. There are people who are on one end of the spectrum and on the other end. For example, my son, it's a hard term, high functioning. He is communicative. We're able to go places and do things because his behavior is not too bad, but there are other people where that's a really big challenge. I have clients who have children who are nonverbal and who have behaviors due to sensory issues or stress. And those are some things that we have to deal with. So autism can present in many different ways, but those are the key areas that are affected is communication and behavior.
Okay. And now taking that information and then translating that into travel, how does that intertwine?
For people with a family member with autism, whether it's an adult or a child, travel can be very stressful. Going someplace new, someplace out of their comfort zone, stepping out of their daily routine can be quite a challenge. That's a lot of what travel is getting out of your comfort zone and going someplace new. So really being able to prepare a family with someone with autism is a really key piece in preparing them for a family vacation. Talking about the destination ahead of time, learning about things that you'll be doing while you're on the trip, what kinds of foods are available while you're there. All these things can be talked about even before they leave to make them a little bit more comfortable about going on the vacation. Other issues that the family might have, in addition to, the anxiety piece of going someplace new, would be sensory challenges. People with autism can have difficulty with loud noises. Fireworks is a tough thing for my son with sensory processing disorder. So, knowing what time the fireworks displays happen and not being in that area is very key for our family. But it's really important, I think, when you have a client with someone with autism to really kind of delve deep into what their specific issues are and sort of pre-qualify them in that way. And make sure that you can assist them in addressing those specific issues.
What are some of the things that you tell families that they should do to prepare for travel?
When I meet with a client for the first time, we have a qualifying meeting where we talk about what kinds of issues the family has in relation to the autism. Do they have anxiety issues? Do they have sensory issues? Do they have food aversions, which is different than a food allergy? Kids with autism often only eat a few certain foods, and you need to be able to find where you can get those foods. And we really talk about those things. And then in the weeks or months between that initial meeting and the vacation itself, we have something that I call pre-travel counseling sessions, where we meet as a family and we go over the itinerary and we talk about, these are the activities we're going to be doing. This is what our hotel is going to look like. This is the restaurant and here's the menu. And what might you like to eat off of that menu? And really kind of set the stage for what the whole vacation is going to look like and what you can expect. And really alleviating a lot of that anxiety helps both, I think, the family members and the person or child with autism with their anxiety and lets them concentrate more on having fun and looking forward to the vacation.
And are there destinations that you might advise people to avoid?
Well, that's going to be specific to the family. What works for one family doesn't always work for another. Some families on the spectrum say that going to an amusement park, Six Flags or Disney or any of those places with lots of crowds and loud noise might be a nightmare and they'd never go to them. That won't work for them. They enjoy something a little bit more quiet, an all-inclusive resort with kids clubs or something where they can spend time together on the beach. And then other kids who may have an interest in, say, Disney characters or a specific character may want to go to those theme parks and the sensory issues don't bother them. So it's not a matter of avoiding a certain place. It's finding the right fit for that family.
And are there a lot of travel agents that specialize in traveling with special needs?
More and more travel agents are focusing on autism travel. There's a company called IBCCES. That stands for the International Board of Credentialing and Continuing Educational Standards. And they are providing a certification course for travel agents. When you complete the course, you are then a certified autism travel professional. And with that certification, you can go forth and you know, let families know that you've taken this training. And then you're also listed on a website called autismtravel.com. And then on that website, you families can look for these certified autism travel agents with an agent finder. So you're listed there and families can find you that way.
And the course that's offered by IBCEES, what does it take to complete that course? I mean, is it a month or webinars in person? What's that involve?
It's an online course. It doesn't take very long at all. Just an afternoon of going through the online courses and doing the quizzes. But it really helps you understand the needs of families and travelers with autism and how you as a travel professional can best assist them with finding the right fit for them.
And you said you produce videos of destinations. Mm-hmm. How would people access those videos? And tell me a little bit about the videos.
It was interesting. I had a client a while ago who their son was a teenager and they were going on their first cruise. And everybody was really looking forward to it, but he was very anxious about what the bathrooms look like on a cruise ship. And this was a sticking point for him. It was causing him great anxiety to not understand exactly, you know, what was going to be expected on the cruise ship in the stateroom. So I said, okay, would it help you if you could see it, if we could find a video of it on YouTube or something, and you can see it, and then you'd be like, oh, yeah, I understand. So that's what we did. We went to YouTube, and we looked at a whole bunch of videos of staterooms on the specific ship he was going on. And you could just see the anxiety level go down on this boy. He's like, okay, I understand now. I can relax and calm down because I know what to expect when we get there. And that was really the idea I took away from that, is that wouldn't it be great if there was a place where there were videos specific for kids with autism that would show them fun things to do, but also things that may be anxiety producing for them in specific destinations. My brother-in-law is a video producer, and I came to him and I said, I'd really like to try this. You know, can you help me out? And we went first to Legoland in Florida, and we also went to Tradewinds Island Resort, which is on the coast, the Gulf Coast of Florida, which has a very autism-friendly kids club at their resort. And they graciously allowed us to come in and film a few things just to kind of get a proof of concept to see what we were trying to do. And they're great. They're not long videos at all. We have a line of five or six for each destination that we go to. And it just kind of shows like, what is it like arriving for your day at Legoland? And then there's also instructional videos for parents, like how to access the Blue Hero Pass, which helps families with autism in the park access a separate line so they don't have so many people around them. You know, what to do if you get lost at Legoland, how to find somebody with a hero tag on so they will help you find your parents again. Things that may come up on the vacation. And we've filmed in five different destinations now. And they're great resources for both parents and kids on the spectrum. And they can be found at stssv.com, which is the Spectrum Travel Social Story video website. But we also have a YouTube channel of the same name, where you can find the videos there. And then last year we filmed a line of social story videos for Sesame Place in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. And those videos are actually found on the Sesame Place channel.
Well, that sounds like a lot of work, a lot of interesting work, and work that, you know, really helps people and pays off. Where have you been sending your clients?
I have great success sending clients to the Beaches Resorts in Jamaica and Turks and Caicos. They're a certified autism center. They're actually an advanced certified autism center. They've done even more training for their staff than other places have. And what's great about the Beaches Resorts is something that they call a Beaches Buddy. So not only are all their staff trained, but they also have caregivers that you can hire to go around with your family to give you just an extra pair of hands. So for a family with autism, maybe they have a child who needs a little bit of extra time, more one-on-one, your Beaches Buddy can be with them while you spend time with your other children who may not get that special time with mom and dad when they're at home. Also, if you have somebody who's a runner on the beach, you know, it's always great to have an extra hand to help out mom and dad, keep an eye on everybody, make sure that they're safe. So I love the fact that they're thinking ahead and they're really providing families with what they need while they're on vacation. Another place that I'm really excited about is Mesa, Arizona, because they've actually become the first autism certified city in the world.
Wow.
So what they did was, yeah, that's amazing. IBCCS, which also certifies travel agents, they do training for destinations. So, you know, Beaches Resorts is a certified autism center. They've gone through the training to make sure that they're welcoming to their guests. Mesa, Arizona has certified over 50 attractions, restaurants, hotels, ranches in the area. So for a family with autism, they can go to Mesa, Arizona and have a week's worth of amazing opportunities of places to go while they're there. And it really gives a family with autism a lot of choice in creating an awesome vacation for their family.
You know, I was thinking that maybe there are a lot of families out there that have children with autism that may think they're stuck, they can't travel. Are there ways for travel agents or anybody, I guess, to reach out to them to let them know what's available? Are there, and probably organizations that help that out too?
For travel agents that become certified through IBCCS, they're listed on the autismtravel.com website. So that's one way that you can kind of get the word out that you're have become certified. And autismtravel.com does a great job of letting people know through Instagram and Facebook when destinations become certified. So it really lets families know that there are options available for future travel. But I really recommend for travel agents, they become certified to reach out to their local autism support networks. For example, I'm in upstate New York and we have a wonderful support network in my area. And we often have like autism walks or health fairs. And I've done travel tables at these events. I come with brochures. I answer questions for families with autism, and I really reach out and let them know what their options are. So when they do think about taking that family vacation, they know they're not just, you know, stuck at home, and they have a lot of choices and places to go.
Oh, great. And I guess I've run out of questions, and I just wonder if you have anything else that you might add here that we've left out.
AutismTravel.com has a very interesting survey online, and they've asked families with autism some pretty really interesting questions. One of them is, you know, do you even travel? When my son was diagnosed with autism, you know, we always said that we were going to be that family that traveled. And when he was first diagnosed, I asked a lot of other autism moms. I said, you know, how do you do this? How do you take a vacation? And a lot of times they said, we don't go anywhere. Going to the grocery store is hard enough for us, so we can't imagine taking a vacation. And Autism Travel asked that exact same question. Do you travel? And 87% of all families with autism said, no, we don't take family vacations at all.
Wow.
And that was what really inspired me to become an autism travel agent. I started doing this about 8 years ago, even before the certification course became available and sort of put my rubber stamp on it. I set out to really focus on these families, my family, you know, my community, and really helping them sort of get out of the house and go explore, even despite, you know, any challenges that you may have. And it's really encouraging to me that destinations are now becoming autism certified or autism friendly in any way that they are. It really shows that they're trying to welcome everyone and not just, you know, certain families. And a lot of times with families with autism, it just takes a little tweak. It just takes a little accommodation, just a little something that can help the family get through some of the challenges that they have and make it a secure and safe place to have a family vacation. There's a great company in Orlando, Florida called Villa Key. And it's a vacation rental company, and they do autism certified and autism friendly vacation rental homes. Alice Horn is the CEO, and she's an amazing woman. Her dad had autism, and she, again, like me, has a personal connection. And she said that, you know, I want to create a safe space for families so that they can just come down here, relax, and have a great time. And she's really created an amazing business. And again, I think it's just that small little tweak of making a small accommodation for families that really makes these families feel like it's okay. And they're going to have a good time and it's not going to be, you know, too much of a challenge. So, you know, really encourage clients and families with autism to get out there and know that they're supported by certified autism travel agents.
You have a relationship with the Travel Institute where I believe you've done webinars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done two webinars with them, Autism Travel 101. And it's just, you know, letting travel agents know that you can help families with autism. Don't be nervous. It just takes a little bit of extra time, a little extra qualifying. But there are lots of resources to help you get through helping families with autism.
Great. If people have any questions, do you have a way that they could contact you?
Oh, yes, please. Please contact me. I'd love to help. My email address is Nicole at magicalstorybooktravels.com, all one word. You can also find me on Facebook. My business page is Magical Storybook Travels. I'm on Instagram as at Family Travel Maven. And I think that's it. I think I'm on Twitter too, but I don't remember my Twitter now.
All right. Well, this has been very informative, and it's, I think it's an area where I haven't been aware of this type of travel specialty, and probably a lot of people haven't. And I think this is great information, and I really thank you for coming to the show today to talk about this.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was great talking with you.
Sure. And I might mention, too, that if you want to contact me, you can email me. Always, you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, we're at facebook.com/HBTAS. So I want to thank all the listeners for hearing this and hopefully taking advantage of some of the opportunities that you may have to help out. And what a better time than during National Autism Month. So I want to thank Nicole, and perhaps we can have her back again and talk a little bit more about her experiences. I guess that's it. So I want to say thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Nicole, for bringing us this valuable information. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure our listeners do too. I also want to thank the Travel Institute for supporting the Home-Based Travel Agent Show and helping bring guests to the show. That's really appreciated. Thank you, the Travel Institute. So it's a good time to do some learning under the conditions that we're living in right now, and it's a good time to become a certified travel agent or just brush up on some of the destinations that you're interested in and would like to specialize in. And you can do all of this by visiting the Travel Institute at thetravelinstitute.com. That's thetravelinstitute.com. It does have the word the in front of it, so thetravelinstitute.com. You can become a certified autism travel professional by visiting ibccs.org. That's I, B as in boy, CC, C as in Charles, two C's, E as in Edward, S.org. And I'll have a link to these websites in my show notes if you missed all that. Now again, you can contact me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, or on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. Now that brings us to the end of another show, and we will be back next month with another show. But until then, travel safe, stay healthy, everyone, and bye for now.